Hi, my name is Igor Rosenberg. I'm representing Space Association of Australia. I try to explain you the whole history why this country does not have active space program, and our space success only limited by launching two orbital satellites in 1967 and 1971. We all know about Woomera spaceport, and I will briefly describe you a set of events which happened here. But the most important stuff, why we stop space program? It was a lot of attempts starting from mid-80s to establish a commercial orbital transportation services in this country. All of them are failed by some obvious and some of them by some unobvious reasons. So we're going to walk one by one through different attempts to establish spaceport in different locations, such as Woomera Regional Rocket Ranch in South Australia, Darwin in Northern Territory, Cape York, two locations in Cape York actually in Queensland, a small island near Gladstone in Queensland, and last but not least and probably the closest attempt to establish a commercial spaceport in Christmas Island on South Point, which is Australian overseas territory in Indian Ocean. Okay, Woomera Rocket Ranch history. Established in 1946 as a test, as a weaponry test facility, predominantly to test V-2 rockets, this place became probably the busiest place to launch missiles during 50s and 60s after Cape Canaveral. Unfortunately, it was only two orbital satellite launches. First one was on 29th of November 1967. We can discuss it was first or not first Australian satellite launch, because first Australian satellite was launched on U.S. carrier from U.S. soil, which it definitely was one and only Australian satellite, military satellite, which called WRECAT. It was launched on U.S. sound rockets on polar orbit, and it was quite interesting deal because UK and US run a joint military program, and as a bonus, Australian scientists get a chance to build a satellite, local one, and launch it on polar orbit by using a spare rocket, which fortunately did not explode on the launch. So they have a spare one, and this is why we have a satellite. Another event 4 years later, UK managed to launch Prospera X3 satellite on UK Black Arrow launch vehicle. By the way, the whole name of Woomera is translated from local Aboriginal as a spear thrower, and this is what kind of spear. Woomera Rocket Ranch in South Australia obviously has a British roots, Australian roots, and it was attempt to launch Russian rockets later in 90. Another attempt to establish a home rocket space base in Woomera was attempted by U.S. private company called Kistler. This company famous because it was dropped out of so-called Codes Commercial Orbital Transportation System initiative by NASA to attract private company for launch transportation. The problem with Kistler obviously was with money. They ran out of this race because they did not get funding, but actually what happened, they pushed so-called envelope too far. They tried to build a completely reusable two-launch vehicle when they can return two stages. It's a task which nobody solved to this date. So as a result, in 2007, it did not happen. Everybody heard about SpaceX, which has full name Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, but only few people know that they're expanding in U.S. until 2006, until NASA awarded them with a contract. SpaceX actually was seriously considering to establish base of operation in Woomera. Obviously, when they get proper funding, they decided to launch everything from U.S. soil. Now, about Russians, the Australian government supported the idea to use a Russian converted intercontinental missile ballistic missiles, which has been limited by international treaty between US and Russia, to launch satellites. And it's supposed to bring for local economy in South Australia approximately 150 jobs and probably generate $200 million plus dollars for locals. This rocket look like this. It obviously look more like military installation rather than civil launch vehicle. The problem with this rocket was because it has been designed as a weapon, obviously it has very limited capability, quite limited capability to deliver payload to orbits. Four-stage solid rocket can deliver only approximately half of a ton to the low Earth orbit. I believe the whole deal was off because nobody can find proper set of sails for this payload range. So the project faded away. Darwin, Northern Territory, it was attempt to use Russian Proton K launch vehicle, which has capability approximately slightly above 20 tons to orbit. They were selected two locations near Darwin. One of them in the gun point. It's 40 kilometers northeast of Darwin. It's a former weaponry testing range, and another place was on Melville Island. At the time when all negotiation happened, probably this would be a project dead in the water because Proton used quite heavy toxic fuel. I believe that even everything would be done, green movement would not allow, and it would not pass any reasonable ecological study. Project faded away after Russian manufacturer have a joint venture with US, Lockheed Martin, which currently known as the International Launch Services, and all partners decided rather than build from scratch new space facility in Australia, they spent less money by reconstructing existing facilities on Kazakh spaceport Baikonur. Cape York spaceport was a quite big deal, probably for 7 years, starting from 1986 and faded away in 1992. In 1985, Soviets created a new generation rocket, which called Zenit, and it was multiple attempts by different consortiums. In the beginning, it was consortium probably of 60 different companies which tried to establish a spaceport in the Cape York. And as you can see, it was a matter of ownership change from the Cape York Space Agency, later to Essington Group, until Space Transportation Company in 1992 announced that it's not going to proceed. This project lost ground literally because in 1993, Ukrainian manufacturer and Russian Rocket and Space Corporation Energia started to talk about sea-based spaceport, which currently known as a sea launch. And obviously they lost interest in land launching from technically jungle on the Cape York. Project hit very hard. It has very negative effect, again, on ecological grounds. Plus, it was a big deal when local Aboriginal community actually did not support project. And this project did not get any federal government support. It was only promoted and supported by local Queensland government. So instead of this, this was a precursor of the sea launch, and the Zenit 3 is now known as a launch vehicle which is still in operation. Gladstone, Queensland, Hammock Hill Island initiative was between United Launch System International Company and Russian Makeyev Design Bureau. The problem with this project was that rocket did not exist, and actually project stalled because of limited funding. The last attempt, which was supported by federal government, was Project Aurora on Christmas Island. It's known under the name of Asia-Pacific Space Center. It was probably closest attempt to have a spaceport, but it did not happen. First of all, Australian company has a problem to select launch vehicle. They try to select Soyuz launch vehicle first, which actually has been exclusively used by a Russian-French joint company. After that, they try to attempt to launch Angara launch vehicle, which did not created until 2014. Finally, they negotiated deal with Energia to create new launch vehicle. This title Aurora, it's supposed to deliver 12,000 kilo on the low Earth orbit or 2.5 tons geotransfer orbit. Again, the thunder from Australia was probably stilled by facts that at the same time Russian government started negotiation with European Space Agency, and in 2011 it was first made and launch of Soyuz 2 launch vehicle, which was much smaller than this one, but it was ready to fly from European spaceport in French Guiana. Launch site supposed to be on South Point, and it was place very close to national park. So the first thing which company did, it did a very thorough ecological study. It's supposed to use former mines, but project stalled around year 2003 because of lack of financial support. Okay, moving on. There are only few books which you can find on the subject. Obviously, the most of the book is about Woomera spaceport. The book on the left is the history of UK attempts, the classic book in the middle about Woomera spaceport, and book by Brett Good, which covered a little bit of information about attempt to create spaceport on Cape York. Soyuz launch vehicle second part is completely dedicated to description of event which happened from the two authors of this book are French, and from their point of view it was like a space race between Kourou spaceport and Christmas Island, and in the end of the day, Kourou won. It's not, from my point of view, it was not quite true sequence of events. Two projects existed separately, but because European project was less ambitious and more supported by European Space Agency, it materialized in something substantial. And the last book, it's probably not no use for most of you. It's a Russian book from Enterprise Energia, which describe events of Aurora project. This is my last slide. You can see the launch, and there is a reason for this. For last 2 weeks, there are some news that this company could be sold to Australian investor. It's a named company. It has been confirmed by Northern Territory government, it has been confirmed by Russians. Unfortunately, the fate of this deal is sealed by Boeing, because Boeing still suing Ukrainian and Russian partners because of bad debt.